at the moment, the main pressures are people are getting frustrated with having to wait. They don't understand things like colds and flus, like diarrhea and vomiting, like abdominal pain, headaches, sinus problems can be managed by local pharmacies. So I think it's people understanding where they can go for help. And the first port of call is not always calling a GP, calling 111 or calling an ambulance. I think what people need to be realistic about is what the ambulance service can and can't treat. It's clear, emergency ambulance is there for emergencies. We do understand that people, when they've got diarrhea and vomiting, norovirus, COVID, a lot is going around, that's their emergency. But in the greater scheme of things, what a medical emergency is classed as is someone who's got airway, breathing or circulation compromise. So what we are looking at is you're looking at your road traffic accidents. You are looking at your respiratory arrests. You're looking at your cardiac arrests. You're looking at people with fractures that's fallen and fractured their hips, got broken bones. That's what the ambulance service is there to deal with. They do not deal with prescriptions. They do not deal with catheters. They do not deal with transport. Because if you phone for an ambulance and you are saying, I cannot get to hospital, that's not a reason for a blue light emergency ambulance with a truck full of life-saving equipment and trained paramedics coming to collect you to take you to hospital. It does not fast track you through the service. You will just be taken to A&E and you'll be left in A&E to be triaged and to wait the waiting time. So rather than calling 999 for non-emergency situations, it would be best for you to either contact a pharmacist, self-present in a walk-in center, or if you think it's more urgent, self-present in an A&E department where they can treat you effectively. At the moment, if you ring for an ambulance, you're having a long wait for a clinical callback. You do not automatically get an ambulance. You'll be getting a clinical callback, at which stage we will be telling you, contact your GP, contact your pharmacist. And if you can wait 4 hours for a clinical callback, is it an actual emergency?